Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary in Washington, caring for you when you need the care the most. Well, our guests didn't make it in this morning, so we go to the community. Oh, they're here right now. I'm getting flagged. Come on in. Before we get to our guests, a reminder, Healthy Seniors Day Health and Wellness Fair coming at the community building at Eastside Park this Friday from 9 till 2. Everyone is welcome to come on out. This is free. There's lots of great information for you, some chances to win some great prizes. We'll be broadcasting live from the event, Healthy Seniors Day Health and Wellness Fair, the community building at Eastside Park. It is coming up this Friday from 9 till 2. And our guests today are with the Daviess County Relay for Life. Sorry, guys, I didn't see you in there. Hi, Danielle.
Hello, Dwayne.
And I'm forgetting your name again. I'm sorry.
Billy.
Billy's here. Danielle and Billy with us from the Daviess County Relay for Life. And Danielle, we'll start with you. Relay is, a little ways off now, but you guys pretty much continue year-round raising money for that common cause and the fight for the cure for cancer.
We really do. We actually have a date this year already for next year. June 10th, we're going to be back out at Eastside Park, so we're really excited about that. Last year, it went really, really well at the park. We had a lot of positive feedback from our team, so we're going to come back this year. But we have kind of a big, exciting change this year. We are no longer just the Daviess County Relay. We are now the Daviess-Martin County Relay. We're going to merge with Martin County and try to raise even more money.
Well, that's awesome, and why not? Again, so the Daviess and Martin County Relay for Life, two counties merging to raise money for the fight for a cure for cancer. And the Relay, for those not familiar with it, this is the single biggest fundraiser of the year for the American Cancer Society, right?
Yes, it is. We have other fundraisers, but like you said, this is the biggest fundraiser that we have.
And it has been scaled back. It used to be a 24-hour event, but a few years back, you decided to slim that down a bit.
We are a 12-hour event, I guess. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older and I can't do 24 hours anymore. No, it's just, it's better. Our teams are a little more enthusiastic if it's only a 12-hour event. People are so busy nowadays with their children and just schedules that 12 hours is definitely just a little bit easier.
And Billy, it's a lot of fun. You know, the activities you guys do in those 12 hours keep everybody busy, right?
They do. They keep me busy as well. We had a lot of new games this year. Had a lot of great feedback on that, and I got great things in plan for next year.
And the community really helps to make that happen because they donate food, snacks, and even prizes for the relay, right?
They do, and we appreciate it very much.
What kind of games are on tap for this year? You have any idea yet? Are you bringing back some favorites?
I really don't know yet. That's kind of far off yet for me. We're trying to get our kickoff started, but I'm going to bring back like the Water Balloon Volleyball that everybody loved, the Hungry Hungry Hippo. That went over real well. So, and I got a few more ideas that I want to bring to the table this year.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait for it. And once again, Danielle, what's the date?
June 10th. But before that, we have a fundraiser coming up September 29th at Pizza Hut. We're doing all day that day. If you come in and actually stop in the radio station out front at the desk, we have a flyer that we will get 20% of your purchase. When you come in and order pizza that day, you can order online, you can go in. Either way, we get 20% of your purchase, so we're hoping that that's going to be a huge success.
That's a week from tomorrow, right?
A week from tomorrow, yep. From 10 a.m. until 11 p.m. Is when we will be there. So you can either come out and Billy and I will be there all day, or you can order online. One of the two will be giving away some things there at Pizza Hut that day. So it should be a lot of fun.
September 29th, get your pizza, Pizza Hut, 20% going to the American Cancer Society and the local Relay for Life. And what about your kickoff then this year? Do you have a date set for the kickoff event yet?
Our kickoff is November the 5th at the Antioch Christian Church. In the past, we've had Miss Relay contest at Relay, where the men dress up like women. This year, we're having a Miss Relay pageant at the Antioch Church. We have Miss or Mr. Relay, Junior Miss or Junior Mr. Relay, Little Miss or Little Miss Relay, three age groups that in between ages of 5 and 16 can join, come and be a part of it. They're going to represent Relay for Life for the year 2017.
November 5th.
November 5th.
Antioch Christian Church, what time does that get underway?
Starts at 3 p.m. Doors will open about 1:30.
All right, so mark that date on your calendar. June 10th is the relay, and next Thursday, stop by Pizza Hut, get pizza, and the proceeds there, 20% of the proceeds will go back to the Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society. Now, not just the Daviess County, but the Daviess-Martin County Relay for Life. Guys, thank you so much. Lots of big things happening with the relay, and we look forward to a busy year and next year's event.
Thank you so much, Dwayne.
You bet. You take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.